Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
This is Kelly Cadron. This reminds me of when Tom Jones played with Sting at the Hollywood Bowl. Sting sounded like this. This is the mic that Taylor is keeping for herself. Hold on.
That's not true.
This is the Taylor mic. Do you hear how sharp and amazing and perky that sounds? Here's my sleepy, delouded heroin microphone that I was given. I don't care. I'm Kelly Cadron. I give good mic, good phone.
Hey, girl, hey. Welcome back to another episode of my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor.
Hey, girl, hey. Where did you get that idea? Let's talk about where
Hey, girl,
from.
Hey. Oh, I can tell you.
How the fuck did that happen?
Because I'll tell you in a second.
It's very... it's fun. I wish I... It's the opposite
like it?
Of bitch face, which I have. The okay. reason why I haven't been more successful on TV is because I don't have a fun greeting.
Okay,
I just go, you need to step it up.
this is
I
love...
Hey, girl, hey.
My guest this week, Kelly Cadron. Hey, girl,
right.
hey.
Hey,
she's
girl,
not only...
Hey. But why am I saying this? I need to know.
Give
like, I put
hands.
Up a Christmas tree.
Hold
I need
my
to
hands.
Know why.
Kelly.
Why am I saying, hey, girl, hey? What does it mean? All your listeners, viewers, non-viewers, whatever
yeah.
they're called today.
Old people, like old OGs,
no.
they know. But like,
what
newbies?
Is hey, girl, hey?
Fine, I'll tell you. So,
where does it come from? What's the origin?
But wait, can I just intro before I do that?
I'm Kelly Cadron. Check it. Google me. Let's go. Let's go on. I don't need. We'll do it later.
Kelly is a television
Please.
Personality forever.
I'm not. I haven't been on TV for 2 years. Nobody cares.
Oh, 2 years.
C-level.
I mean,
I don't. I
are you kidding
TV.
Me?
I haven't tried to be on
Shut
TV.
Shut up. For those of you
Nobody
who...
even knows what TV is anymore. Let's get to the point. Where does...
Whatever.
I'm running the interview. Where does Hey Girl Hey... Where does Hey Girl Hey come...
Okay.
Hey, are you laughing or is Simone laughing? Simone, are you
I'm
laughing?
I'm laughing.
Simone hates me. She laughed. My sister.
Simone loves you.
I hope so.
And
I love her
I will,
more than
I will
anybody.
Say, has Simone
I
read the book
She's
that you
like
wrote?
Laughing at me. No, she hasn't read my book. She doesn't give a shit about me.
So Kelly Cadron.
She just takes a paycheck every week. She doesn't. You read half of it. You were working in a store and I came to save your life. Fuck everybody. I fucking hate
Kelly,
everybody.
Kelly's having a day with technology.
No, I'm not. I'm having a day with truth and elevation and focusness. And
That's
I'm
fair.
Having a day.
That's fair.
Of saying, I'm sorry. Okay. I did not come this far to lower my bar to make people feel comfortable that they're equipped
That's
to
fair.
Roll with me.
That's fair.
You know what?
Your
fucking game. You don't see a Kenyan racer in the New York Marathon going, let me slow down my pace because I want you to feel like you're a marathon runner. No, they don't care. They just fucking, the gun goes, they run, they get to the finish line and they win.
Yes.
They don't sit there and go, how you doing? You're okay. You look like a runner. You can do it. No, because they're not a running coach. They're a runner. I'm a runner.
Yes.
I'm not a running coach.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a for-profit company. I'm not a mom to these people. I am to my own daughter.
Of course.
Okay.
You're beautiful. And, I mean, young lady of a daughter. My goodness,
yeah.
she's growing up.
Okay, she is. We'll get to that. But this is separate. I'm not lowering
so
my
Kelly,
bar any fucking more. I don't
I will
care
give
if people
you...
think I'm a bitch. I'm done. I'm done with the projections. I have standards.
I like your standards.
What if Picasso just fucking started letting art students in going, I think the cubist thing is really lame. Like, nobody gets it. You know, you should do like dot painting and graffiti. Okay. He would have just been another old creepy guy fucking 16 year olds.
This is all gold. Can I just give it a point of reference?
Yeah.
Okay,
it is.
So
it's called the truth. Nobody says it anymore.
And this is the actual truth. So you know me, Kelly. We vibe because I feel like I say it like it is, but you say it like it is times a bajillion.
No, we vibe because you're a really smart, beautiful person.
Oh.
And you're really smart. And Kelly, you're really, really, really good at what you do. And I met you as a guest on your show.
You did. I think it actually the first time we met was at backstage of Fashion Week, if you can believe.
No.
And then you came on the regular show 1,000%.
I don't think so.
1,000%.
I don't think so.
I was there with my little handheld.
With my book. Or whatever, or the hills, or the city. And then I invited you to come to fucking Fashion Week.
There you go.
And I invited you to bring your little handheld and come up for no reason, have super great access. And we did New York Fashion Week together and we had a great time. And then I also came on your show. When you were doing Cosmo, I've been a regular.
A regular.
I'm like the stuttering John. People don't know, and I'm not mocking out people's stutter, so don't fucking send me.
No, stuttering John is a character on Howard Stern.
Yeah,
yes.
Duh.
Hello.
Yeah, check.
Get with the times.
Hello.
Okay, so Kelly and I have been friends now for a decade.
We're beyond friends.
What are we?
We have a deep spiritual relationship, and we root for each other, and we hold each other's dreams like an orb up over a little Oscar heads.
I love you.
Just
I
like
admire
that statue.
You. Okay. Before I met you, I saw you riding your bike with like a whole crew of peeps.
I had a bike club before city bikes became legal.
Around New York City.
And German tourists started making it dangerous for the rest of us.
And I was shopping with my mom, who you love and know.
I had martinis with her at Del Frisco's.
At like 12 p.m.
Tried to do a bad book deal with some old fucking washed out dude from APA who's a shitty book agent after I left William Morris. It's a different story.
We can get into that story. I love those stories.
I ended up running out of the meeting and meeting up by mistake
with me, my mom, and my Aunt Betsy.
You weren't there. Your mom and your
aunt
were
there. I was
there
for one martini. Then I had to go to a wedding with my ex-husband who predicted I would divorce.
I told you you're not in love with your husband and this is never going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a girlfriend.
Yeah, what you think about that?
And I said, this Catholic bullshit's not working. You're not happy. Why are you talking about how to have an orgasm when you're already married? Like, fuck Cosmo. So if you're fucking the host of Cosmo Radio,
I mean,
and
really,
your husband's not getting you to come,
oh my God.
It's time to go to a new magazine, sweetie. Helen Gurley Brown is like 10 feet under.
But you know what? Nowadays, actually, I think Helen Gurley Brown would be proud of me. She'd be like, oh, how fluid of you.
Of course, but she wouldn't have even used the word fluid because she would have been what I did, which is like, I don't know what's going on. I want people to sleep with whoever. I'm not up to date. Can somebody give me a glossary of terms and a charticle? But yay for Taylor.
So before I met you, I see you riding bikes and went like this, Kelly Catrone, like that. Mm-hmm. And you went, hey. And I was like, she's fucking cool.
Okay.
And then I met you years later. And now here we are in the couch in your amazing office in Soho. Just, you know, chilling and learning how to put text over video. Or something like
technology.
That.
Technology.
So you want about, hey, girl, hey?
Wait, hey, it's Kelly Catrone.
And I'm your host, Taylor Strecker.
Hey, girl, hey. Why the fuck are we saying, hey, girl, hey?
Okay, so I had a friend.
Like, why do we put up a Christmas tree? Nobody knows. I know
it's
why.
Pretty.
No, that's not why.
That's why. I do
no,
it.
Because I was like, why am I putting this up?
Because of tradition
and
habits.
I'm not a Christian, but I looked it up, and it's a pagan thing. And so pagans used to
really?
Cut. They used to cut the twig off a Christmas tree and staple it over the door because they knew that life was everlasting. And when the winters were hard and there were no antibiotics or promise of basically living through the winter.
Literally life.
That would be like a little GPS gauging system of like how to stay alive.
A little beacon of
and
hope.
And that's how it became the Christmas tree.
No fucking shit.
It's true. So why are we saying, hey, girl, hey?
It's not like as good as a story as that. I feel like now I should make something up.
No, but who says, hey, girl?
Okay, my friend used to get her hair blown out all the time. She lived in Jersey. Her girl that did her hair used to always call her and say, hey, girl, hey. And we used to laugh about it because it was just so funny that was her greeting all the time. And so in her phone, she put her down as, hey, girl, hey. That was it. And I thought, hey, girl, hey. That's fucking funny and cute and I like it and it's like casual, but it's kind of unique-ish, at least for those times. And so I said, I'm going to start saying it on the show every now and then. And I just did. And it just kept picking up. It's so crazy how those little things.
It's cheerful. Do people, people like nice things.
People like that kind of
thing. So I think it's kind of like a hobo greeting too. Like, yo, what's up? It's yo, what's up for princess girls.
That's totally fucking fair. Also, Howard Stern is Hey Now. So it was like a girlier version of Howard Stern.
No, but he probably stole that from the Jeffrey Tambor character in Gary Shandling. Don't you remember?
When was
Jeffrey
that done?
Jeffrey Tambor's character on the Gary Shandling show way before Hank on the Gary Shandling show.
Girl,
Simone.
I've got nothing.
Simone. When did Howard start saying it?
I have no idea.
And what does he say after Hey Now?
Hey Now.
Hey Now, if you like stripper bitches and you want to do jello shots off
basically
their ass.
Let me ask a question. Have you ever met Howard Stern?
No, I don't want to. I have a feeling that we might have a little appropriation situation.
With Howard Stern?
Well, or Gary Shandling, but he's dead.
So he can't speak up.
Well, his estate will. We could ask the question on...
You know what? You heard it here
social
first.
Media. If we knew how to do graphics, we could say split screen. Who said this first? But that would take 10 hours, so we can't do that.
Okay, so Kelly Catrone on the show, hanging out.
It's what are we talking about today?
I want to talk about your life and also running a female business because I literally was in the trenches of watching it today. As I think we are in a time in society, thank you to social media, and trust me, I'm not a huge fan of social media, but thank you very much, social media, that I think more and more women are able to feel like they can get into their own businesses. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's just like a total millennial thing to say. But I think that you are one of the true pioneers of women being boss bitches. And I say that with all the love and affection in the world. And I want to pick your fucking brain on how you do a thing and build an empire, which like we're literally sitting in right now.
But it's not really an empire.
When you're in it, are you even able to appreciate it?
That's not it. I didn't build the biggest business I could have built by big business's definition of what defines a big business. First of all, I just want to say I think it's batshit crazy
too
that it's 2019.
Yes.
And people are starting to talk about and broach the subject of women owning businesses in America. It's crazy.
Okay, but is it crazy that the dialogue is this, or is it crazy because it has been in existence for so long?
No, it hasn't been in existence.
Okay, right, okay.
Women couldn't even fly commercial planes in 1970.
Yeah.
Okay, 10,000 years of human evolution, and we don't agree on human rights. And human rights includes gender equality.
I agree.
So really, like, cheerleading chicks on is great. It's, like, a little late to the party. Like, I don't think that everybody should be an entrepreneur, but I think that, you know, to be excited that women are owning their own businesses in 2019 is like too little too late.
Have we missed the boat on the revolution? Has it come and gone in a blink of an eye?
What revolution are you talking about?
I don't know. Human rights? Some sort of feminist movement that came in the 70s?
There is no feminist movement. Came in the 70s. Brought it in? Betty Friedan and Gloria Steinem, where are they now? Are they still there? You know, Gloria's still alive.
You know, I see their names popping up
Who's running the women's movement now? Rose McGowan? And Alyssa Milano, who was on Charmed, whose husband was an agent at CAA, where a lot of those actresses who were hanging out with Harvey Weinstein were hanging out. So let me just tell
you,
first of all, I don't really see, I mean, I see some cool women around.
Yes.
I think the National Organization of Women is ineffective. I don't think that they hold singers and artists and other public people accountable for disparaging acts against the feminine. Like words like, yo, you want to do something, bitch? I'm going to do a jello shot off your ass and jiggle your tits for me. You get a Grammy.
Right.
You know, if you talked about African-American people like that, Jews like that, gay people like that, you would never come back on air.
Right. That's
but
true.
If you talk about women like that, you get awarded. You know, if you're like Dolce & Gabbana and you shoot an ad campaign of a girl on her back with six guys in a suit standing over her, like they're going to dominate her, people buy your clothes. And if you sing songs like Eminem and a bunch of other people that are out there, you get awarded for it.
So do you think that the women's movement, kind of a little bit, sort of, is just really a ruse
for the same old system? But what is the women's movement?
I don't know. It's a fucking buzzword or a buzz phrase that I just
have
to talk
to say. We have to think about what it is.
I'm the women's movement. How about that, Bamples? I was raised very traditionally. I was a basic bitch, if you will. I married the guy that on paper I was supposed to marry. You watched me telling me this isn't going to work out. You're not in love with him. This isn't going to work out. It's not going to work out. And I would say, shut up, Kelly.
But you already knew that.
Well, yeah, but I was denying it like most women do who are in marriages like mine.
But you did a whole radio show about it.
That's true.
You talked about it every day for 3 or 4 hours and you got paid for it.
I had to.
You're smarter than me. When I complain about guys, like, my friends are like, you have 3 minutes. That's like Sex in the City. It never made any sense to me. How do these girls have time to talk about Mr. Big?
Also, how does Carrie Bradshaw live in that apartment with all those shoes when she's a freelance writer?
So you got paid to talk about your problems. So you're smarter than me.
Let's be honest, not that much.
It doesn't matter. Smarter than me.
But, you know, I will say that I was like, I'm not happy. And I can tell long term it's going to make me more and more miserable. Regardless of all the factors, it was just that marriage was not going to work out. And so I gambled on myself and said, I think I can do this alone. And then I fell in love with a woman. And the truth is, my plan was to find another rich dude. That's the truth, okay? I'm not proud of it, but it's honesty. And then I fucking fell in love with a girl.
They probably weren't your thoughts anyway. 80% of what we do all day are not even our own thoughts.
Whose thoughts are they? Society or parents?
Yeah, they're not ours.
Who are they?
Well, you have to ask yourself that question.
Well, then,
like, when you get up in the morning, all right?
I have a lot of fear in my brain. That's
about
what?
What are you afraid of?
Mostly money.
Okay.
So, what percentage of people do you think freak out about money on a daily basis?
Okay, so I have. I don't know, a lot probably.
A lot of money fears.
But let me just tell you a few things.
Of money thoughts or money fears?
I mean, everything. People are afraid of everything. The best way.
What are you the most afraid of?
My daughter dying.
Oh, that's spoken like a true mother. Yes. True though. My mom says to me, and I love my mother.
I mean, I try not to think about it because I don't want to manifest it.
Right. Right.
Right.
But my mom always says to me, a mother's only as happy as her most miserable child.
I don't know about that.
Makes me really scared about becoming a
parent. It's very Catholic.
Very Catholic.
No, that's not what motherhood is like. You know, you have this child and Mother Nature puts a chip in your head. Mm-hmm. And it says you've never met this person, but you're going to do whatever it takes to make sure they're happy. They're going to steal your shit. They're going to puke on you. They're going to keep you up all night without drugs and no after hours club. They're going to like fuck a guy from Central Jersey. They're going to do shit that's like unexplainable. Okay. And you're going to love them no matter what. Even if they murder somebody, you're going to show up and love them. That is like, my daughter has said things to me that anytime a guy said that to me, I've like broken up with them. And then when my daughter became a teenager and she started talking to me like that, like my voice of God was like, where are you going now? Can't break up with your daughter. You like to be a runner. You can't deal with this shit. You're going to deal with it now, bitch. Cause.
Well, I'm a runner. Like friendship, I run. Even if when she got hard, my family, I was like, I love you guys. I will come back. But for now I'm like peacing. That's what I do. I peace from jobs. I peace from marriages. I peace from friendship.
I don't think
family.
So. I went to a therapist once with that same statement.
Okay.
And the therapist told me like, $20,000 later, you stay too long.
She's like, I fixed
you. No, it was a him.
Oh, he fixed you.
He said, you're not a runner. He said, why are you here? I said, you know, I'm a runner. I fucking can't deal. And by the way, I don't believe in therapy. I don't believe in the mind. I'm a yogi. And I was
you
like, ordered here.
You don't believe in therapy? That shocks me, Kelly. I have to say.
No, for myself personally, okay. I don't really like the mind. I'm not that interested in the mind.
What is it? Oh, then what is it?
Spirit. I'm interested in spirit.
Totally fair. I'm not spiritual, but I'm pretty sure I'll progress there.
Well,
eventually.
The mind is like Thomas in the Bible. It's doubting. It's like, did you lock the door? And you're like, yeah, I locked the door. And then you don't know. You better go back and check the door. So you go back. You check the door. The door's locked. It's not locked. And then whichever, let's say it's not locked. You go, okay, now I've locked it. And you walk around and the mind goes, the spirit goes, yay for good listening. The mind goes, are you sure? And you're like, yeah, I'm sure. I just fucking walked in. Well, you don't know. You had a late night last night. You're overwhelmed. Go back, check the door. This is like
is our
the
minds?
Precursor for OCD.
I'm like,
no, Lady Macbeth, I'm out. Okay. I don't need meds. No biochem. I'm fucking out. You're the mind. I'm the spirit. I'm the soul. I'm in the fucking driver's seat of this shit. Fuck your ass. I'm not doing this.
That's what I'm saying. Are our brains predisposed to be fear-based?
I think our brains are like a dream catcher for messages.
Okay.
And it's already been proven that the eyes and the mind are seeing much more than we are mentally relating to ourselves. So even like a branded fashion logo, if it's in ombre, like a logo. Okay. So here's a little thing that people can do at home.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just talk about luxury brand logos and what the mind sees.
Okay. So let's do Chanel.
Chanel, very simple font.
Yeah.
It's in black or silver or rose gold. That's the only way you're ever going to see it. It has one end, not two. And it's really, really clear. It has an icon drop down. So the font is the lettering and the icon is like the swoosh or the double C's.
Right.
Okay. It's really simple. We can do Miu Miu, Gucci, Prada. They're all very, very simple fonts. And they're always white and black or black and white or with metallic. Every once in a while, a very specific brand, like a Chrome Hearts, will do something like, we're not doing this shit. We're doing Script. We're doing Harleys. We're doing expensive Stingray lace-up side pants with cock holder front zip to make us look tough and well-endowed. Pants are going to cost $20,000, but you're going to be Japanese or Cher, and you're going to fucking love every minute of it. Okay.
It's so fucking true.
I mean, that's who buys Chrome Hearts.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, there's a reason, and it's to let people put their fantasies on the brand and to not make it too overpowering.
Well, look at them apples.
Yeah. How did we get on that topic?
I don't know. You said something earlier about not everybody should be an entrepreneur. So.
Oh, that wasn't how we got onto that topic, but okay. No, not everybody should be.
Who should be?
Well, people.
Because I think we live in a time.
Well, if
where
you like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, I do.
Then that's entrepreneurship. A cop is a person who gets a police uniform and a car.
Yep.
And a paycheck and a pension.
Yep.
Okay. And a union. Okay. Dog, he didn't have any of that. The Beth funeral. Can we talk about? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it yet.
I watched it three times.
Really?
And I'm not even that big of a fan. Well, first of all, I'm obsessed with hair extensions and men who are straight. That's one. Two.
That's number one and most important. Hey.
I don't know. I'm not saying he has hair extensions, but he has blonde hair.
Illusion of.
I don't think that he has hair extensions. I want to be really clear.
You think that that's his actual hair?
I don't care and I don't know. I like the fact that he's a mixed bag of ridiculousness. So this is what I like about him. Okay. I don't like his AA stuff. I think it's kind of crazy to tell somebody on methamphetamines, like, there for the grace of God, go I, bro, brah. Yeah, I was in the heart of the Huna too, fucking hiding behind this SRO hotel on the Big Island before I fucking fessed up and saw the light. All of that.
What drugs did he do?
Well, I don't know, but something.
He was in the heart of the tuna?
The Huna. Oh. That's like the Hawaiian shaman.
I thought he was in a fucking
tuna.
What
are you talking about?
I don't know, like this Pinocchio is, okay, shit. Where you guy, go into a...
No, that's called Moby Dick, not Pinocchio. Okay, Pinocchio did not go to a...
Do you
want to
take back the fact that I'm smart?
You're fingering my camouflage couch. Like,
well, I am.
It's a clitoris. This is a lesbian... I don't know what this is. I don't even know what the right word to say is. Like, fucking.
It just feels like a nipple.
I thought you made cocktails. Could we get a drink here?
Girl, I made cocktails. Wait, tell everybody what you told me to get and make. I actually think I did a good job. Did I do a good job?
Very good. I would like to try it.
I'm a little tipsy.
Simone, you are?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a lightweight.
Wait, don't say this like on air.
Oh, that's, they love
as
this.
As a publicist, I would say. I'm in Utah.
Okay, so can
I have a
laundry?
Cocktail?
It's what? In the freezer.
Oh, great. I hope it's glass and it exploded everywhere.
It's
and the
ceramic,
people that we overpay.
And I put it in a pitcher for you, and I came and I made and I cleaned the dishes and I did everything.
You did dishes here?
I did.
Wow. At least somebody. Oh, my God. That's my grandmother's pitcher.
It's time to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors. I love the sponsor because it makes me feel inspired to get a summer bod, even though the summer is almost over. But guess what? It's never too late. Yes, queens, I'm talking about OpenFit. OpenFit takes out all the complexity of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. It's like you tell me it's at home and then you tell me I can actually see results in 10 minutes, I'm in. Here's the deal. I don't know about you, but the idea of sculpting my body from the convenience of my own home with no one else looking at me basically is a dream come true. I live in New York City, where models are real life human people that live, breathe, and walk, and yes, work out amongst us. You want to know what makes me feel even worse about myself than I already do? Spending $30 to have to leave my home in a heat wave to then go stand next to a model in a bar class where I shake and want to barf for myself, and she's there looking like the goddess that she is. I simply can't even with this specimen of human women that live in the city. And so, yeah, I'm going to be honest, I've kind of tapped out of group fitness, and therefore my body has, you know, tapped out of me. But thanks to OpenFit, I don't have to deal with all that noise and all that shiz anymore. I can just actually do an extend bar class from the comfort of my own home. Yep, they work with amazing trainers on OpenFit like Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar. So I get the quality of the class, but like I said, I don't have to worry about other people watching my workout or feeling this peer pressure to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses being basically like Giselle. I also love OpenFit because it's great for all fitness levels. I'm like one of those people where like walking really feels like exercise to me. So with OpenFit, you can start at my level, or you can even go up to like an crazy intense exercise. It really just depends on what you're looking for. I'm just looking to put, you know, a little pep in my step. And eventually I hope to move up to getting some weight off and keeping it off. And on OpenFit, you can lose up to 15 pounds in the first 30 days. Yeah, the right way. You know, but set realistic goals for yourself. That's why I like it too. And it's affordable and accessible. So you can view it on your computer, a web-enabled TV, a tablet, a smartphone, even on your Roku. And like I said, group classes, this group class fitness, it's all the rage, but it's expensive. And if you can't make it to every class, you're losing money, honey. Well, you don't lose money when OpenFit is bringing the class literally to you. OpenFit has literally changed the way I work out, and texting my code Taylor to 303030, right now you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Right now during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, my listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text Taylor, that's T-A-Y-L-O-R, to 303030. You're going to get the full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and all the nutrition information totally free. Again, just text T-A-Y-L-O-R, that's Taylor, to 303030. Again, that's 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply. And now, back to the podcast. So Dog like, the Bounty Hunter, living dog. In a tuna.
No, Dog the Bounty Hunter is an entrepreneur because he has to figure out where the criminal is. So he has to go find the criminal. He has to pay for the cars. He has to pay for his team. Okay. He has to go out there. He has to pay for his own insurance. Right. He has to find the guy. He needs to bring him to a bail bondsman, which I guess he is. And then he runs the credit. It's like check cashing for like crazy campers on methamphetamines. It's like owning a check cans. It's the craziest entrepreneurial business. And the fact that he fell in love with Beth, I loved her. Like she was really serious and like she was hot and she's a fucking warrior girl. But she also had something that I don't have, which she has the white male buildup. And I've seen women that have the white male buildup. What did she call Dog? This is like, whoever answers this question on the internet right now while they're listening to this,
DM us,
are going to get free tickets to Taylor Strugger's house for
no, they're
a
not.
Smucker's peanut butter and jelly. LSD microdose
lunch.
You
know, how about they come here and they finger your couch?
Okay, how about they don't? Because you already did that. I want them to have a new experience. I don't want to sell them some tired old thing that everybody else has already done.
It was only me. This couch is
no, that's
virgin.
What you think.
This couch is a
That's
virgin.
What you think. There's some kind of like little psychic thing that says, press me, finger me. Because everybody that comes in my office tries to finger fuck my couch.
It's a tufted.
It's like not even accepted.
But it's like super, like so chic.
Well, it should be.
Oh, how much was it? Tell me. No, tell the audience. I make people do this on this podcast.
What? No, $22.
$22.
Plus times a thousand.
Times a thousand. Ooh, your pillows are nice too.
Okay. Those are a gift.
So wait, so what's the question we have to answer about Beth? What she called Dog?
Oh, no. What did she... Yeah, the question is, for all the people who love Doug the Bounty Hunter, which I actually love it more than I've ever let on, and I didn't really watch it as much, but every time I watch it, they stole my heart. And they shouldn't have, because they're also, like, hardcore Christians. And you know who else stole my heart?
Who?
Chip and Joanna Gaines. People I should never love. Just love them. Super happy.
So what's the secret sauce?
Really excited. Well, first of all, I want to just talk about Beth and Doug.
Please, okay. Go.
Beth is, like, super smart, really into it. They meet each other. They have the same passion. Okay, great luck. That's great energy. And by the way,
yeah,
if you want a relationship, okay, so I've been married 2 times, have a child with a third person, and, you know, nobody told me this. So I just want to share this with younger women,
yeah,
which isn't hard to do at my age, who are listening that might be getting into a relationship, because nobody really talks about this. Like, mm-hmm, in certain cultures like India and Pakistan and other places, people do arrange marriage.
Absolutely.
And that is like the tribal elders looking out. And yeah, sometimes it's a business deal and like a batshit dowry and disrespect. But also, nobody ever really talks to like American people that are young and just be like, hey, wanting to fuck somebody and be in love with them or get married to them is different than understanding what the commitment really means. And it's basically saying, yeah, like, hey, we have similar agreements. We have similar beliefs in how we're going to raise our kids and education. And yeah, we want to have great sex together. And yeah, we want to dance around the world and fly around the world together and do all of this stuff. So the thing that was really cool about them is they had that. So there was like a chance that their love could work.
But they had it all of it. The sex. Like,
No. But let's just start with the beginning, because I've been the hot girl with a hot guy,
yeah,
who looks like he fucked 4 times a day and you're sleeping in separate bedrooms. So we don't really know what it's been like in
Fair.
The ups and downs of Doug and Beth. But as far as the relationship working, they both have similar interests, which is really important, because maybe you're having sex, if you're lucky, 3 hours a day. And if you're just normal, maybe an hour every 2 weeks, depending on who you're with.
Literally, no. I think this is good to set the bar realistically for people, because people are all
out of
fucking
whack. I don't think it's realistically. I think people should do whatever they want together.
I mean, amen to that.
There's no realism.
But I think that we also need yardsticks in life just to measure and make sure we're like keeping up with snuff. And so I think that saying to people, hey, once
here's my little tip.
Every
if you go
weeks,
to bed for more
works.
Than 3 months wondering why your husband's not fucking you,
yeah,
leave.
Okay.
Or say to him,
fuck me.
Fuck me. Okay.
What
don't
if he
be
says
shy.
To you, fuck me.
Okay, how? When? Tell me. Sure. I was waiting for you to ask. I mean, I don't really want to be like gender specific, but he could have said something too.
Yes.
But I just don't like agreements of ridiculousness. And I think that whole thing is like, oh, we're married, but we're going to stay together for what? To feel undesirable and unloved and untouched?
It's ridiculous.
I'd rather live alone by choice than be married and not get fucked. That has to be like the worst reality
Why
ever.
I got a divorce. Totally.
Well, and also I have a rule.
Your encouragement. Something.
I'm not the only person. How many other
oh,
people?
Oh, God, Kelly. No, you really aren't. I mean, my mom was
Who was the
him,
first person? Not me.
No.
As a guest on your show.
No, but you were definitely.
I brought it up as a guest on your show.
You, no, but you were somebody who didn't know me well enough to be like you. It was. Like,
I was like, you're so hot. You're so smart. You're so cool. And you're sitting there going, why don't I have an orgasm on Cosmo TV? And I'm like, sweetie, okay. No, because a lot of girls don't.
I know.
And it's a really, really crazy thing.
But you know what's crazy, Kelly, is I thought that I was representing the majority of people. And maybe I was.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, but let me work.
Because now I have sex and I'll finger your couch and shit.
I know. Now you're fucking inanimate objects. So that's better than not fucking your husband, I guess. I mean, you're ready to go. You're like Kris Jenner. Like when she did Top Model. I said to her, like, do you wear this kind of eye makeup like all day long? And she said, I'm cocktail party ready. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, I'm ready for a cocktail party. And then in the middle of it, she goes, my son is on Dancing with the Stars. Please vote for Rob Kardashian. And we had 140 people in her crew. And I was like, this bitch is a better publicist than me. Yeah. Now you're just like...
Okay, so back to
$22,000. At least if you were like fingering a couch, this is
a
platinum hooker.
So Doug and Beth had a love that was successful because they shared interests.
Well, I don't know about it, but I liked them and I loved watching them. And then she did the great girl trick.
Which is
great. But I think she really meant it in her heart. I think that was like her sexy way to get into the thing with him at work. And she called him. Do you know what is, this is the big question.
Do I get three guesses?
Wait, we have to give like 5 seconds. Wait, you can't like 10 seconds because it's a podcast and we're not on network, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so let's count it. Let's do it in French.
Okay.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix. What did Beth call Dog the Bounty Hunter and her male, white male ego shout out to get your Hercules, Thor, Zeus guy alive and awake without Viagra? What was the word?
Can I get three guesses?
Try with one.
Daddy?
Almost. That's 50%. I will count to five. Nope. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. It was a descriptive before the word
dick.
Dick. Dick daddy.
Dick daddy?
No, you said dick.
Dick daddy.
I said it's a descriptive before
the
word. I
said daddy.
Daddy.
Is she called a dick daddy?
No, you said dick. So you said dick daddy. I didn't. I'm repeating. I said daddy. You're 50% of the way there. The other word is a descriptive before the
dick.
Word daddy. No.
Good daddy.
No.
Rich daddy. Strong daddy. Hard daddy.
Nope.
Buff daddy.
Nope.
Sexy daddy.
Sexy daddy. Big daddy. Buff daddy. Hard daddy. Funny daddy.
What daddy?
Older daddy.
What'd she call him?
My daddy. Nope.
What?
Well.
Kelly!
What's the word?
I'm on the edge of my seat. Just tell me. Big daddy? Big daddy. Kelly just told me,
let's
by the
go
way.
To the video clip.
Oh my
let's
God.
Let's get it. Let's have a vocal clip right now.
Okay, well, insert.
Simone. Wait, nobody knows how to do anything. Simone. Are you still here?
Yeah. It doesn't She's have like, to happen unfortunately.
Right now. Can you look up and see if you can get like a vocal quote of Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Big Daddy.
Calling Dog Big Daddy. So just say, Google Beth. Beth calls Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Big Daddy.
Daddy audio.
Okay, wait. Why'd she call him Big Daddy?
I don't know. You tell me. I never met the girl.
You tell me. You're.
I'm
one.
Assuming because he's big.
But you said this is something that this was like.
Well,
a power
it doesn't
move.
Matter. He could have been Hervé Villachez in Fantasy Island, dude. Nobody knows. He could have been 4'2". Okay, so she's either his hype man. Like if you say to a little person who's 4'6", hey, Big Daddy, you think that's a little person with a big dick, right? She's the hype man. She's the bitch. She's the wife. Okay. Yep. Most people are like, Howard Jack. She's like, hey, Big Daddy. This is with a bulletproof vest on in an SUV while hanging out with, by the way, we found out at the funeral who her best friend is, Shannon Mokler, Gene Simmons' wife.
No.
They met on a My Family Jewels Dog the Bounty Hunter up front.
Oh, stop.
And Shannon Mokler sings at the funeral.
No.
Okay, what I think we should do is save this interview for Halloween because...
No, I can't.
This part. No, no.
I can't.
No, this part. This part. This part. Well, let's do a foreshadowing then.
Fine.
I would like to come back for Halloween.
Please. And no, you're my Halloween guest.
I mean, please. Done. Hello. And
my
Kelly Osbourne.
In hate. In Halem? In Salem now.
Well, I've been initiated in the Strega teachings in Salem, Massachusetts.
I know that, but I'm just saying, my sister,
okay,
isn't that crazy? She lives there.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Stay with her.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can stay in a hotel like this, the Hawthorne Hotel or the Salem Hotel.
I don't want to stay in a haunted hotel.
I like the Hawthorne Hotel.
No, I'm scared.
I love the Hawthorne Hotel.
Did you see any ghosts?
Yes, I've had a lot of ghost experiences there.
Tell me.
Wait, can we just get back
That's
to this
fine.
Really quickly?
Yes.
I would like to, before Halloween, do a power bitch eulogy.
Okay.
Series. Because we have Shannon Mokler who sings.
Okay.
At Beth's funeral in Hawaii.
Okay.
Okay. We have Cher for the Sonny and Cher when Sonny dies, his eulogy. Have you ever watched it?
No.
Oh my God. And then we can do me attacking the New York Times for writing the wrong obituary for my ex-husband, Ronnie Catrone.
Okay.
Okay. Those three are great. We have New York-centric art world. We have Cher, megastar.
Yes.
And we have Beth, the bounty hunter, and Shannon Mokler.
I'm here for it.
Who is married to Gene Simmons, who sings at Beth's fucking funeral. With a couple of pastors. And the pastors, by the way. No, I want to speak about this.
I'm laughing because your delivery is so funny.
Okay.
You crack me up and I'm drunk.
I think the operative word is drunk. Nobody else is liking this.
They're all like,
they hate it.
I
have
it.
A couple questions about pastors at funerals now. I'm paranoid.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I do.
Okay, it's, go.
Two words, airtime.
Oh, okay. Fair. No, fair. They're so, performers.
Okay, let's just start with Joel Osteen, who I think
is... Oh, Jesus.
No, I think he
loves
is the
him.
Antichrist.
Oh, Jesus loves him is what I meant.
No, his eyes are very squinty.
No, I know. You Tell can't... me about why you love the other couple that you love that you shouldn't love.
Who? Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they love each other. And...
There you go.
They really love each other. And they're Christians, but she's part Asian, which in that part of like Waco, Waco, Texas is like risque. This is like Angel Heart.
Yes.
It's HGTV Angel Heart is what the fuck we just saw there. It's Lisa Bonet and Mickey Rourke.
Is that
No, it's Lisa Bonet. Chip and Joanna Gaines are, I just want to go out on a limb right now.
Can this stay in the podcast?
This can stay
okay,
in the podcast.
I want to be clear.
No, I want to be clear because this is going to be taken out of context, okay?
I hope.
I'm not saying, no. I only agree.
Okay.
I'm going to say when what is in context stays and what when it ends.
We're so, not going to edit you up. We're not going to chop you
up. No. This is going to, what I say right now is going to stay. And when I say it ends, it ends. Yeah. Chip and Joanna Gaines, I love. I shouldn't love them. I'm not into hardcore Christian people. I do like HGTV because I actually think it's useful.
It is useful.
I mean, if I'm going to sit around and do nothing, like I don't, Snapped. It's not useful unless you want to kill somebody.
Well,
Snapped is great in 1800. I just think like if I'm going to watch it and get a charticle out of it, can we modernize it?
What's a charticle?
Like a takeaway. Like, it's a PR word for a chart of what to do. That's also an article, but it's broken down on the side for people who don't want to read, but it's a cliff note.
Wait, Kelly, you have a lot of jobs. You've had half.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait. Okay, we're not going to talk about why we love Chip and Joanna
Continue.
Gaines.
I just want to
I love them.
Note.
They love each other. And I love them. And I think that they did a beautiful job on their show. And I really like her. And I like her design. And she's like a really cool rock and roll, great girl. She loves her kids. And she has a man that loves her. And they're, from what it seems on the outside, making good use of their time on earth.
Yes.
They
yes.
seem to me making good use of their time on earth. The fact that I'll never go to Target again because I bought some of their white juniper berry garlands and the people at Target couldn't find an extra one and I ordered it and they charged my credit card and it never came. And I went back and I said, where's my white garland? And the lady said, next to the Doritos. And I said, do you really work here? Because why would somebody put a white juniper garland from Chip and Joanna Gaines' home
next to Doritos.
Magnolia in the Doritos tostada section, sweetie? Even if you're a Christmas help, I think you should be more focused on selling the juniper garlands at $25.99.
Did she work there? Did
yes.
she have like a strainer on
oh,
her head?
Oh, she had like the bowling gloves with the fucking thing in her hands. Which is to tell you where the stuff is. And wait, no, it gets better. It gets
gloves.
Better. She had the bowling gloves on. I went after I did school drop off. So it was 8:30. Nobody was in the store. I mean, you think they'd be in their like rise and shine moment. I know. I actually called the publicist for Target after this. Who's a friend of mine. But I went there
and
I was like, well, first of all, I was like, hi, I love Chip and Joanna Gaines. I'm going to buy all their black silverware. I don't care. You can't put it in the dishwasher. I'm down.
You'll hand wash it? That's yeah. commitment.
But it's black and it's matte black.
I mean, that's dope.
And that's the way it goes. Like water pressure is going to take that shit off unless it's onyx. And I'm in the fashion business. I can't afford onyx silverware. I'm not working for King Solomon. Okay.
You make me laugh.
Okay, I'm glad that you think it's funny.
I love you. I cry when I'm with you.
No, so I go, Simone. Simone. Do you have the voice of her saying Big Daddy?
No, Tay will find it. She'll insert it.
Okay,
she edits
that's
this.
Fine, but people would love to hear it live over the phone. It would have been a good way
but we're
of
not
keeping
live.
This segment.
We're not
Don't
live.
Tell anybody that. They don't need to know. It's called the entertainment business. It's your business to be entertaining.
Okay.
They don't want to hear the details, sweetie.
That's why I have you on the podcast.
Okay, we were talking about Chip and Joanna, my Target Christmas experience, which they ruined.
Okay.
So Target ruined
you reach
it.
Out to your friend who works
No, I want to get back to the store. I go to the store. I don't even know they have a deal. I just know they canceled their show and she's doing a magazine called Magnolia.
Are they broken up?
No. Oh, they're together.
How dare
Jesus I? Christ. Okay. Let's just go back for people who are just tuning in now.
They're not.
Okay. I know, but don't pretend it's just, you can access it anytime.
They can't.
I know, but in the future, it's going to be the downfall of podcasts. Because I'm a brander. I watch trends come and go.
So the next thing
is going to be like, well, it's not live. So if you just cover all your bases and go, let's go back to our viewers, you can be like, I was doing that shit when it was. I'm trying to help you.
Thank you,
Kat. I'm coming from the top of the Himalayas. Yeah. I'm coming from fucking Terry Mugler. And I'm coming from fashion, sweetie.
Your brain is a national treasure.
I'm coming from fashion. Stay with me.
With you.
Okay, just go. It's called flow.
I'm here.
Not related to fluid or the girl who worked at Mel's Diner on the show. Okay, look it up. Google it. Mel's Diner.
Look it up, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, so
God
Target,
damn it.
Doritos, okay, Tostitos.
Let's just bring it back. I go to Target. Okay, I hear rumblings that, you know, there's news, TMZ, Chip and Joanna Gaines say goodbye to their show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? They're too Christian. They're probably like having social consciousness vertigo.
Okay.
As a result of their fame. They fuck the fame monster. They're Christians. So they don't want to go to Lindsay Lohan land.
Right.
So they go, you know what? We're going to get off the train. Thanks a lot. Like, we want to stop. It's like Deal or No Deal.
So you think it was their idea? They were like, we're
absolutely.
They were beloved by America.
Absolutely. They either couldn't get a better deal with their producers or they were just like, why are we spending 12 weeks a year doing this show when we can have a magazine, we can have an industry, we're
right.
going to do these deals with Target.
Question.
And it's margins. So they're just like, whatever. I don't know. I'm just a fan of
no,
the show.
You're speculating as a fan, but you also have insider information to the
no,
television.
No, I don't. I found out with the rest of the world. I'm like,
listen, to the television industry. So having been in it, what things have you seen on the inside that would turn away people like Joanna and Chippy?
The whole experience. I mean,
explain yourself.
It's a lot of pressure to be in a pen with people shooting you and filming you. It's like when you tell people that, then they just go, oh my God, we feel so sorry for you. You guys made so much money. But it's never like it seems. And
right.
I don't really feel like that's my argument.
Do you think people overestimate how much money people are making when they're on television?
I don't know. I found out I was worth $10 million. I was just hoping that the IRS didn't see that because A, it's not true. And B, I want to know where that money is.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Back it up.
Look it up. Just do it. You can put it on your fucking Instagram.
I will.
Kelly Catrone net worth. Look it up right now. $10 million. Meanwhile, I can...
How far off is that?
Far.
Very far?
I'm a single mother. What are you fucking talking about? How much money do I have?
What's net worth?
Net worth is how much money you have in assets. Not what I could sell my company for. It's
right.
Like, how many houses do you have?
Right.
How much money do you have in the bank?
Right.
What kind of stock do you have?
Right.
I don't have $10 million.
So are you willing to say on record that...
No.
That no. The majority of net worth that we see as the American public is probably way fucking off. Because I think that we look at that shit as regular people and we go, fuck.
You're not a regular person. What are you talking about? What
does that mean? Now I am.
I lost my flip flop.
I'm working, folk. I'll help you find it. I'm trying to get back into the graces of amazingness. But for right now, I'm...
Get on this floor. It's from 1800. Get up.
Girl,
get up.
Your shoe got eaten by the devil. Oh, it's right underneath your other foot.
Simone, we still have no clip. So
she doesn't need to get it.
What are we even talking about? Okay. Chip and Joanna Gaines.
We're talking about love.
So I went to Target. No. I went to Target. Let me just finish. Let me just give you a Target close.
Okay.
So I went to Target. And I was so excited because it was 8:30. I did a drop off for my daughter at school. And I said, I am going to do drop off. Like, I'm going to be the drop off mom. I don't give a shit. She's going to graduate soon. And I'm going to be the drop off mom.
Yep.
Okay.
When does she graduate?
Next year.
Jesus.
And next year.
Are you freaking or are you excited?
No, it's fine. It's all good. Write me. I'll tell you what it's like to be the mother of a teenager. It's a separate story. Nobody wants to talk about it right now.
Kind of.
So anyway, long story short, I go to Target. I don't know if you guys know this, but when I was growing up, my parents owned a Christmas store. I know.
I think you've said it
I'd
before,
also like
I
to
forgot.
Be invited back for the Christmas episode just
Done.
Based on the fact
you
that I was
all my
born
holidays.
I was born, yeah, because they're all stolen from pagans. They could be called like solstice stealers, the SS. That's going to be my fucking segment when I come on. Anyway, I grew up in a Christmas shop for the first couple years of my life. I was born on November 13th. Christmas is on December 25th, according to the Christians. And I was put in a bassinet underneath a old school cash register that made a lot of noise, and lights from the Christmas trees flashed on and off. And that's how I grew up for the first 2 years of my life, in a Christmas store. So I have this really weird dichotomy of being part pagan and denouncing Christianity for the lies that they tell and what they do to people in the book and what they did to women. That's a whole separate story. And yeah, then the fact that it's just in my DNA, because my formative years, I lived in a Christmas store. So I have a black Christmas tree. I have a white Christmas tree. I have real Christmas trees. I have themed trees. I do trees for the elderly people who are alone.
Oh,
in my neighborhood, we do toadstools, red robins. We have all different kinds of trees. I have about 6 to 10 different full superpower bit trees, and we go set them up for elderly people in my town. So when they wake up on Christmas, even though their partners are dead or they're all alone or their kids don't talk to them, they have a beautiful Christmas morning with a great tree.
So anyway, love Christmas.
I don't.
It is special to you.
Give a shit about it.
Lies.
I don't. I don't care.
Don't
but if I'm
so
in
much effort forth.
If I'm in an area that is doing Christmas,
you're like a moth to a flame.
It's like Fashion Week. I'm going to use my accoutrements and my skill set to bring the best fucking tree that I can bring.
You're gonna fucking bring Christmas.
Let the witch make the best fucking tree in town. All right, see you at the brownie sale, girls. Okay, so that leads me to Target. Okay, and I'm trying to get an early start because, as you know, I have 4 trees I do a year, 3 in my country house, 1 in the city.
Yep,
I have a lot to do. I'm helping the elderly people. I also Christmas shop for underprivileged children.
Cal.
I know. And I bring it to a church, which is also against my ethics, but whatever, we do it and we help those kids, and I get my clients to shop for them. So we probably buy a whole lot of toys for kids in the Hudson Valley area. So anyway, I go to Target and I see this garland, and it's a supreme quality garland. I should know. I grew up in a Christmas store.
Yep.
And I'm like pretty impressed. It's $19.99. So I buy 6 of them, and I go home to find I'm too short. So what the fuck? I look online. And they go, you can have it in 2 days, but I want it now because it was going to be a Sunday and I wanted to get it. So I go back to the store and the girl goes, so I go there and I go, hey, do you have any more of these? I have a picture of it. And she goes, no. I said, well, where do you think I could find it? She goes, near the Doritos. I said, okay, you know what? Do you work here full time? And she goes, no, I work here for Christmas. I said, well, you're going to get fired if you keep talking like this. Okay. Because this makes no sense. So I'm a communications expert. I just want to make sure that you actually heard what I said.
You said
so
this to her.
Can you please repeat back to me what I asked you? And she said, you asked, where can I get the chip juniper garland? And I said, that's part of what I said. It's like a vicious game of telephone. I said, this is like PR. I said, where could I find the Chip and Joanna Gaines white juniper garland? It's very similar. Do you know what a garland is? Yes. What is a garland? It's this. And she pointed to 4 different types of garland, but there was no Chip and Joanna Gaines garland. And I said, and where did you tell me I could find the Chip and Joanna Gaines? Is it the word chip? Is it Gaines? Like, what threw you off? She goes, Doritos. I said, okay. And then I'm thinking, she just answered these other questions by luck. She has no clue. Because it's like, if this were Sesame Street and you were 5, you would know that a pear does not go with an orange, a lemon, and a lime, because it's not citrus, right? Like, you would know that.
Right.
So it's just like, she doesn't really know what a garland is. It's like taking your SITs and like guessing. Like, she just got the questions right. She has no fucking clue. And I said, I'm going to ask you one more time. I just showed you a picture. You think it's near the Doritos? Yes. I said, what is that in your hand? It's a finder. Okay. Well, what is the finder supposed to do? It finds products. Okay. She had the bowling glove on. And so I said, use your glove hand and type in garland. Yeah. And she said, no, we don't have it. So I was like, why do we even care about this person? Why am I trying to help her? Like, I'm see, and if you looked at it from the outside, you would think I was being mean. I actually gave a fuck.
No, you're
that
trying.
This poor lady is Christmas help, and she's telling me to go get a Chip and Joanna Gaines near the Doritos. I want her to get money for her children. I want her to graduate and go full time. She's not going to do it by telling somebody like me to go to the tostada section. I'm really sorry. So I'm not sitting there because I think she's actually going to find the garland. I'm already really clear that I'm never getting the fucking Christmas garland. I actually give a shit. I'm trying to help her at 9:15 in the fucking morning. Okay, so wait. It gets worse.
So I have a question. Oh,
no, it gets worse. So I leave. I go 30 feet, and I see two conspiring managers at Target. And I go, are you on the executive team here? And they say, yeah. And I go, do you know this lady over here? Yeah.
With the gloves.
The bowling alley gloves. Do they all wear those gloves? Yeah. Okay, she doesn't know how to use her finder. She doesn't know where anything is. Do you find it alarming or concerning that I just asked her to get some Chip and Joanna Gaines garland with the white juniper berries, and she told me to go to the Doritos just on a section? Are you alarmed by that? I mean, am I Larry David? I mean, I'm alarmed.
You are Larry David.
I am Larry David of fashion. No, wait. Don't.
Are we out of time?
No. There's no tape.
No. I'm fixing our level so they're perfect.
Mine's too loud.
No, yours is perfect.
No, it's not.
There you go.
Okay, so it gets better.
Okay.
So I'm just like, okay, stop helping these people. Like, you have a company to run. You're an entrepreneur. You can't spend 8:30 to 9:25 in the morning trying to find Chip and Joanna Gaines garland by the tostadas. No matter how much you love women and you want all women to do well, you can't help that bitch anymore, okay? You're on your fucking own. Okay, it's apocalypse. Wow. All right, you want to crawl on all fours, but that's too much core control. You don't have it. You're a little flabby, and you don't have enough money for a plastic surgeon, and you're not even believing in Christmas, but you don't have a choice. Boom, boom, boom. There's senior citizens. There's people. There's children who don't believe in Santa Claus, but expect, I guess, at 15, off-white sneakers and a Cartier love bracelet. Boom, boom, boom. So you're trying to save a little cash. You go to Target because your kid wants $700 sneakers, and you get to guest reception info returns. And I felt like I belong in guest reception info. I need to be received. I need some information, and I want to return the concept that my garland is in the tostada section because it's not. Okay. I already know that. I'm tired of going along with it. I try to be like kumbaya, but I don't even believe in that shit either. So whatever. So I go there and I say, hi, I have a photo and a style number because I taught the other girl how to use the finder. Now I have a style number and it's a screenshot. And I also, and if you don't fucking believe me,
oh my God, Kel has.
I would like a shot of this right now. I have a fucking Target app.
I
have a fucking Target app. Okay. Oh, look, bullseye. Boom. There's the Target app. I downloaded my Target app before Christmas. Okay. Oh, see? It's enticing. It's like a drug dealer calling you when you're trying to go to fucking sleep. Hello. What does it say? Poughkeepsie. Yeah, this is where it all happened. The Target in Poughkeepsie. So anyway, I go to the guest reception info returns. I say, hey, I'm looking for style number one and whatever. Chip and Joanna Gaines, long evergreen pine garland with white juniper berries. Style number, blah, blah, blah. Here's the scan. And the woman goes, yeah. And I go, do you have any in the store? And she goes, no. I go, well, you have a store like 12 miles away in Newburgh, right? Yep. Okay. Do you have it there? Hold on. No. And she goes, we do have it in another store, but I can't tell you when it's going to be there. I go, how long is it going to take? And she goes, a while. And I said, I don't want to be like a stickler. But what's your unit of time for a while? Is it like 10 minutes? Is it 10 years? Like, what? I don't know. No, because it's not a measurement. I told her really clearly. And that's where I probably made a mistake because she didn't want to help me after that. Because I said, I don't know if you know this, but a while is not a measurement of time. What does that mean to you? And she was like, she goes, you know what? You can't trust us with delivery. It's a crapshoot. She goes, it's a crapshoot. Wait,
she said that?
She said, it's
at Target.
A crapshoot at 9:20 in the morning. Wait. And I looked down and it said, a trainer. She's an employee trainer. And behind her is a person that she's teaching how to help more people like me that just want to get a deal on a fucking garland so they can help old people and buy fucking Christmas presents for Christians that are trying to take away women's rights to have abortions and vote. Okay, which is what I'm fucking about. I'm still trying to help these people because I believe in the fucking commandments, unlike anybody else who's fucking celebrating Christmas. And you can fucking keep this for the Christmas special. I hope you do.
Here's
it's called
question.
Foreshadowing. No, I want to tell you what happens next.
No, there is a next.
Okay. There is a next. Simone, you know about this story. There's a next. I said a time's not a measurement. A while's not a measurement of time. Am I still plugged in? Are we still recording?
Yes, I'm
I said a while is not a measurement of time. Okay. It's not. It's not. I'm a communications expert. It's not. I just wanted a fucking garland for over my stupid bay window that I can't even afford to renovate because of Donald's stupid fucking Trump. So anyway, it goes on, okay? This woman is so rude. I said, you know what? I really feel like you don't like me. Oh. And I feel like you don't want to talk to me. You don't want to help me. You can't give me a unit of time. Is it a day? Is it 2 days? Is it 20 days? What does a while mean? How long is it? I can't answer that. Why? We can't be held responsible. I'm not asking you to be held responsible. You have everything on the internet. Oh, come drive by, call it up, order it on. We'll put it in a bag and greet you with a fucking smile and a happy face emoji. Fuck you, okay? Fuck all of you people. So I said, listen, are you the most senior person here? Yes, I am. I go, you know what? I don't believe you. I'm going to start videotaping this because I want to speak to a manager.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So this guy comes up. And he's like, Rico Suave, what seems to be the problem? I go, well, you have a serious labor problem on your hands. I go, it's the holidays. Okay. I came to get a garland for $19.99.
You're like, I bill out at
$1,000 an hour. Okay. I'm a correspondent for Dr. Phil. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. And as I'm escalating.
Are you saying this?
Yeah.
No,
I am.
I love you.
Cause it's time to come to Jesus. It's like, sweetie, you met the wrong
and Jesus
bitch.
Yo, resume.
Jesus was a girl with black hair who was trying to save money to help the elderly. This guy comes. He's totally condescending. And I said, listen, are you alarmed that you're a manager here? It's 9:30 in the morning. I just came to buy a garland. I came with a picture. I knew what I wanted. Your employee with the bowling alley clubs told me to go near the tostado Dorito section. Are you alarmed by that from a labor perspective about your sell-through? Because I would be like, oh my God, what a great campaign. The people who normally don't shop here are coming right when we open to get this stuff.
Literally.
It's in demand.
Yes.
They come, they know what they want. The white juniper pine garland for $19.99. My story's been consistent with alcohol or without alcohol. Okay. Did I get it? No. So I go, he goes, no. I go, okay, you know what? You're interested in defending mediocrity. You're a manager at Target and Poughkeepsie. Good for you.
Right.
I have better things to do. Okay. Can I or can I not? And just tell me no.
Yes or no.
Tell me no. Shoot the fucking bitch. Like a whale and leave me on the fucking side of the road. Can I get the fucking garland or not? And when is it going to come? Oh, you can get it. Okay, when's it going to be ready? 2 days. Great. Bill my card.
Great. Great answers.
In $19.99, they bill my credit card. Take my daughter to drop off. 2 days later, there's a fake terrorism explosion at her school. Then, horribly handled. I have to go there, rescue the girls. Get them out. Calm them down. And I go, hey, you guys want to go by Target? And I go, yeah. And I go, cool. I go, I can't go in there anymore. They go, why? I go, it's a long story. I don't have the patience. I don't think they want to see me. It's bad, but there's supposed to be this garland here. Take a screenshot. I'm going to send it to you. Just go into customer service, guest services, returns, info, and just tell them you're here for the fucking garland. Here's my name. Here's the consumer number. They came back. They don't have it. And I said, well, go back and tell them I want a refund. They go, it's not enough time. So I'm like, that's it. Like, I'm fucking, this is like a war. I haven't been back there since.
Are you kidding me?
No, I haven't been back. Then I had to call James LaForce, who is the publicist for Target.
And what did he say?
Well, I felt bad because I called him up. He's like, hey, what's going on? Are you coming to my Christmas party? I was like,
you're like,
Target.
No, I don't have
Target Poughkeepsie. No, because then he thinks that I'm like going through menopause or something. He's like, is Kelly Catrone on drugs? Like, what the fuck was that about? She was like foaming at the mouth about Tostados, Doritos,
and
fucking bowling alley gloves, Christians, Christmas trees, Chip and Joanna Gaines. And then he just said, I'm really sorry that you feel that way. I'm sure I could get you guys a discount or a credit card. And I was like, are you kidding me? And nobody could pay me any money for the hell that I went through.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah. I still...
People at Target, should they be entrepreneurs?
I mean... Maybe. They certainly have a point of view.